Señora, ahora tengo que quedar guay, no me quedo chato, 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 no me quedo chato. They will be given from whatever not been given before, or not either an eye has seen or an ear has heard. They will be given something that beyond even imagination. Imagination is vast. It can go thinking a lot. And even beyond imagination, which can build illusions of structures or illusion of issues, like today they build all these, you see all these movies today, they are building all these kind of illusions that you are seeing, is that? Which is really, it's not there, but you can see it and you believe that it is it. So magicians, they made these snakes to appear, and they, Allah said, وَجَاءُوا بِسِحْرٍ عَظِيمٍ, they brought a huge, great magic. So great magic here for people to imagine. They are imagining there is something great. So Allah, with reality, with the stick of Sayyidina Musa, the real, when reality comes, battle goes. So when the real snake comes, all this illusion has gone. So even with your illusions and imagination, you think this and that in the universe or realities or whatever, Allah is saying, Allah gives them ما لعين رأت ولا أذن سمعت. Allah will give that beyond even illusions, beyond everything that, because these are realities. And these realities are so great because they are connected to His names and attributes, related to His name and attributes. So when anything related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no limitation. And that's why He will give them, they will enter into the ocean of these names, these beautiful names, by His, where they are stored, these contents of whatever there are contents in that, in this name, they are stored in that place, in that name, there is a stored content, that it is deeply hidden, like a hidden content in a stored content. A store is something that you cannot see what is inside. Only those who has the key can go inside. Even if they go inside, they don't know every detail what is inside this store. There are hidden contents inside that they have to know it also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened to them what we call maknoon. These hidden contents in that store, which is hidden also, which is, it store all these names and attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described His essence with. And all this is being given by His ancient greatness and generosity. So they know their Lord, they understand His greatness, and these realities of these beautiful names and attributes, these through the oceans of what is being hidden there. And وَيَتَعَرَّفُونَ بِمَعْرِفَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. And they know everything, and they know what Allah wants them to know by Allah's knowledge that opens to them. Especially on ajnas, different ila anwa'i ajnas, different kinds of hidden content. Means they will be get clearances according to their levels. High clearances, top confidential, top secret. They go from one level to that to another level, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened to them from the knowledge إلى أنواع أجناس ركوم نقوش أنوار العزة. From the different kinds of numbers, rukum, which is numbers, means he gives them أحصاهم وعدهم عدا.
إن الأحصاهم وعدهم عدا.
Allah أحصاهم, he, all of them, all his creation, counted them, and counted them one by one. It's not, Allah is not going to count. Allah gave that to his angels. He knows them. He said, that's why he said ahsahum. Ahsahum means when you ahsa shay,
know
its total number from beginning, from where there was no beginning. He knows his total creation, the contents of these stored hidden realities. He knows that. Allah is saying ahsahum, he knew, and he still knew, and he always knew and know their contents and how many they are. وَعَدَّهُمْ عَدَّا, and count them one by one. He gave to his angel, you count them. This is your duty. To count everyone means to observe everyone. When you count someone, you know his existence. You know his existence. So you observe him. So awliyaullah, Allah gave them the knowledge of numbers. What we call in Arabic rukum or arkam. Rakum. Rakum is singular. Arkam is plural, or rukum. These numbers. Numbers of what? Allah gives his awliya. Allah gives his awliya number, he is describing his beautiful names and attributes. He is putting that in these beautiful names and attributes. Means they know, according to their levels, how many numbers of names and attributes there are. The description of the essence. Where they found themselves that they are weak and helpless of understanding the numbers of names and attributes. And that's why awliya Allah, they say, Allah has infinite number of names and attributes. Cannot count them. But they go according to their clearances, how much they are able to take, how many numbers of this understanding and these realities. And that knowledge of numbers is never ends, because number never ends. You keep counting. Angels are keep counting till today. They are counting and counting and counting everything that appears in the creation. They are counting it. Awliyaullah, they are counting and understanding the realities. Allah wants them to know the number and the reality of every number, to identify what that person is like, what that creature is like, what that living and non-living species are like. So when they count their numbers and they know their total numbers and they know how many they are, so they observe them, what they are observing them. That's why he said after that, Nukush. They see the engraving, the design, everyone design, everything that, why it has been designed in that way. So they begin to study. Allah opened to them their numbers. So now they are going to study these designs, these engravings that Allah engraved, their design, He made them in, to appear in that picture, in that picture, in that picture. So they begin to get wisdom from these appearances, these manifestations. And this comes from the light of the Mighty One. All this, Allah nuru samawat wal ard. Allah is the light of heaven and earth. So they are coming from these attributes which are lights, the lights of heavens and earth. So, and these lights are coming from the Al-Izza al-Ilahiyya.
Godly power.
Godly
might.
Might. So, from that godly heavenly might, they can observe with that power and see the different designs and different engraving on everything that they are able to reach. So with the power of the empowerment of Allah's might, with the power of the empowerment of Allah's might, they navigate in that ocean of Qudra, in that ocean of power. But with the empowerment, with the power of the empowerment of Allah's might, they are able to navigate through that power, through that ocean of power. مقدار اقتدار تحملهم, according to the ability that they can understand, they can have a certain amount according to their abilities. They cannot navigate in everything according to their capacity. Allah gives them an ability according to their capacity, so that ability open, that in order to understand what they are looking of these different designs. So this ability is according to what they can carry from these manifestations, the vastness of that, whatever they can contain from that, from these manifestations. Because manifestations are so huge, so vast. So according to their capacity and ability, they will be able to pick up from the vastness of whatever these manifestations contain, they can take some amounts. And all this is by Allah's mercy, rahmatullah. If Allah doesn't give them that mercy open to them, they cannot reach anything. So from the beautiful name of Allah, attribute Rahim and Rahman, Allah open to them, and they go in these oceans of different names and attributes. So when they enter there and they begin to check all these numbers and engravings and these lights by Allah's might, through this vastness of these manifestations, it will open to them لَوَامِعُ بَوَارِكُ صَوَاعِكُ عَجِيجُ وَهِيجُ بَهِيجُ رَهِيجُ. It will open for them the shining lightnings, this and the thunder that comes with the lightning and the shining. So when you have, before the rain comes, when it is a huge rain, a huge tornado is coming, you will have all these lightnings. So it begins with the lightnings, but you are hearing thunder, because all these lightnings, it is coming by angels. In the lightnings that we are seeing, it is this wind, these big huge storms it's coming by angels. They are yasukuna al-rih. They drive this wind. And you know how big is that angel? It's the big as the thumb, it is said. That he is moving that huge storm. And when he whips it, that lightnings and that thunder comes from his whip. That big as a thumb. Allah is showing his greatness, that small angel can give that huge thunder, like an explosion, and give that lightning. So when they enter in these manifestations and these enlightenment and these realities, it will open for them these shiny lightnings, and they will hear the thunder, and that thunder is the musical clicks of the doors when it opens to them, the sounds. You know, when you open the door, if it has a lock, you have a key to open, so it gives you a sound. So these sounds are musical sounds, but like thunder, like an enormous, undescribable musical sound that comes with these lightnings and shining of these beautiful names and attributes with different kind of angelic power. So when they see that, they begin to cry. That's why Ajiz is crying or mourning. They are crying. They want more because they see the reality now, and they see this. When today there are people, when they hear a nice music or a nice praises on Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and drumming, they, what they see, the tears comes in their eyes. They will begin crying. So when they see these realities and what Allah has given to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and these lightnings are begin, means these realities with their musical sounds that come to them together, they begin mourning for more. They want more. They will understand and they want more. And that's why they begin to reach, to ask more from the blaze or the blaze of the fire, the lahab. The blaze of the fire, which is wahij. Wahij means it's huge blaze that is coming. Wahj shams. When you look at the sun, you see, I cannot see the sun to look too much because it's wahj. It has this that when you look and you see it's wahj, what it's radiate from, it's from the fire that comes there, it radiate on your eyes, or that gives that a huge blaze that you cannot look at anymore. So they know that there is a blaze, a huge wahj ida'ah, in light that is going to come more and more. They begin to be mourning for it, to reach more and more to the divine nearness, and to reach more and more to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam nearness. So they begin to cry. So when they cry, Allah opened to them bahij wahij, bahij rahij. And what is that? Allah opened to them the splendor. Bahij is the splendor of these sparkles. Rahij are the sparkles, that children likes today to put on the cakes. You see these different kind of sparkles, chocolate sparkles. So when they are mourning for more, Allah give them this splendor, and on the splendor He throw for them sparkling different confetti. Different confetti sparkles that decorate these realities that appear with it to make them to ask for more, because when you see sparklings or confetti, you want to have more, because this is what decorate everything means. I have more. You ask for more. There are more beautiful sparkles. That's you know in the fireworks. What you call that? Sparkles? Different kind of sparkles that shine at night when you make fireworks. So all this blaze or this ida'ah, this enlightenment that comes with these shining lightnings of that manifestation of Allah's beautiful name and attribute, they will be mourning and crying for more of that blaze, of that enlightenment. So Allah give them the splendor sparkles to ask more and to keep them from Allah's lights that relate to the essence, because anything relates to the essence comes as a light in the way of description of beautiful names and attributes. So no one knows the essence, only it is described by the essence is described by the beautiful names and attributes. So when they reach that light of the essence going deeply, they will be fascinated. When they are fascinated, they will be struck. They will be fainting. They go fainting, like what happened to Sayyidina Musa when he said, قَالَ رَبِّ أَرِنِي أَنْظُرْ إِلَيْكَ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال رب أرني أنظر إليك قال لن تراني ولكن انظر إلى الجبل فإن استقر مكانه فسوف تراني فلما تجلى ربه للجبل جعله دكا وخر موسى صعقا فلما أفاق قال سبحانك تبت إليك وأنا أول المؤمنين.
So these stations are going through the description of what happened to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam when he was in this kind of manifestation, in his kind of splendor and sparkling enlightenment, and entering into these different numbers and engravings and mighty powers and empowerment of that mighty power. Navigating there, he said, oh, let me see you then. How you are going to see the essence? Allah said, okay, my prophet, I will send my manifestation, my beautiful names and attributes on that mountain. If that mountain stays in this place, you will see me. Means you cannot see the essence, it's impossible. You will understand the realities through my names and attributes. That's it. That is the description. You cannot reach that level. That is absolute unknown. La ilaha illallah. No sharif. La sharif Allah. So when Allah manifested to that mountain, He sent His manifestation. فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّ رَبُّ الْجَوَى جَعَلَهُ He make it shattered in dust. Complete dust. Means He made that mountain of Sayyidina Musa, which Sayyidina Musa was coming with that mountain of heavy, of all these different questions Because in Allah's presence there is no question. He says, don't come to me with anything. Don't ask. I give what I want. Don't say, I want to see you. Even you are a prophet, how you can see me? So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifested on the mountain, He destroyed that mountain completely. What happened to Sayyidina Musa? He fainted, he saw it. That's why when they enter into that ocean, they will be completely under strike. That is the ocean of thunder strikes. So they cannot go beyond, because they have every wali has a clearance. That clearance for him, if he wants to open that door after, it is like a thunder strike. It strike him. No, it's not for you now. It's for someone else. Everyone knows his limit. من عرف حده وكفى عنده. Who knows his limit stands by his limit. Awliya Allah. That hadith is for everyone, but especially for Awliya Allah. Stand at your limit. You cannot go further to another wali you want to take from his knowledge. No. That is your limit. So it will be like thunder strike. Don't come. Shock. We give him a shock. Stay there. So فَتُسْعَقُ الْحَقَائِقُ عَلَى بَابِهَا. At the door of that area, or at the door of that manifestations of Allah's beautiful name and attributes, every wali has a limit, so has a thunder strike, cannot go beyond it. All realities for that wali, if he wants to go beyond, it disappears, it doesn't show him, as if there is nothing there. And that's why if wali think he's reached the maximum. The other wali, higher, knows. That's why Allah said, وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Above every knower, there is a knower. So that knower, which is in the lower level, for example, he thinks that is the highest level for him, for everyone. But beyond it, there is another knower, and there is another knower, and there is another one. So they will faint at its door, as Moses faint when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifested His beautiful names and attributes of the mountain. So there, you will understand the secret of oneness. فَتِدْرِكُ هُنَاكَ سِرَّ التَّوْلِ وَحْدَانِيَ. There is the, that is where you understand the secret of oneness. And that's why Prophet ﷺ said the Ummah is still in the hidden shirk. Awliya Allah, they reach that level, they understand that this is the oneness, maqam al-tawheed. There is everything point to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there they will understand the secret that is related to the pre-eternal azaliyah, pre-eternal secret of oneness. They will understand it. And they will see themselves, they were before. Oh, where we were before and where we are now. What big difference is there? So that pre-eternal secret of the oneness is related with the absolute uniqueness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So His oneness points to His uniqueness, to His al-maqam al-wahdaniyya yu'ashir ala maqam al-ahadiyya. The station of oneness points to the station of ahadiyya, uniqueness. And that's why these are two different maqams, two different levels. So all of us, we say La ilaha illallah, an imitational way of saying that we are understanding the oneness of Allah, but in reality we are not. Those who enter these oceans, they will understand that reality. And they know that it is connected and related to the absolute uniqueness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How they understand it and how they find that it is related to the absolute uniqueness by the heavenly structures that they see at that time. They see structures there. Heavenly structures and the spiritual angelic forces, that is the angels that carry Allah's throne. So that's why when a believer sleep on wudu, Prophet ﷺ said, Allah take his soul to make sajda in under Allah's throne. So awliyaullah, they will reach that level to be always in that sajda there, under that throne, or Allah's throne. So they see these heavenly structures and these spiritual angelic power, that it is the power of the angels of the throne. And Allah will give them not only to see that realities, and they are in that sajda there, which cannot be described in a time or in a space. Allah gives that to their hearts. And all this also is indicated and by, together with this heavenly structure, وبالأملاك الروحانيين المديرين للكواكب والأفلاك, بكواكب الأفلاك. And they are also, which are related, and they are able to see the spiritual different kinds of angelic power and angels, that they govern and they control different stars and different planets and different galaxies. Because all these stars, planets and galaxies are being under the control of angels that Allah has created. So they see this whole heavenly structure, how it is working in a systematic way, and in a very precise way. All of these constellations, they are in a harmony together through the beautiful musical voices and appearances of the angelic power that drive these constellations and keep them in harmony by their musical voices in the praises of Allah and praises of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If not for angels, that they are driving and controlling and by their praises, because their power is through their praises. There is no other power. Allah created angels to praise only. So their praises is their soul, their power. So through that musical power, heavenly power, that their sound produces, moves these constellations together in that harmonical way, that you can see all of these planets, how they are, look at the different abrash,
constellations.
You look constellations, abrash? Different, they say, abrash in different shapes, and all of them are in the same position, in the same harmony, in the same way. They don't one overlap on each other. Everyone has its place in this universe, and that's the greatness. They are in a void, existing in a void, and void is existing in them, which they are one day They are not existing. So the existing, existing in non-existence, and the non-existing is existing in his existence. So, Awliyaullah, they begin to hear these angelic power who are structurally heavenly, they are structured heavenly structure. All these are heavenly structures in these universes, and how they are moving it. So Awliyaullah, they will listen, they will hear Hanin wa Anin,
yearning and moaning.
They will hear the yearning of the angels, in that musical yearning, in their praises, and mourning of the angels to be by with their Lord, to be near their Lord, or to be in that divine presence. It is molded, majbula, molded, this hanin wa anin, this yearning and mourning is molded بالعشق الإلهي.
Always infatuation. Allah's love.
In Allah's love and
infatuation.
Infatuation. So this حنين and أنين in Arabic, حنين وأنين.
Mourning.
Mourning. And yearning. Mourning. More mourning means when you are crying. Not mourning.
Mourning.
So correct whatever it was. I meant said mourning. So it's mourning and yearning. Mixed, molded with the effectuation.
Infatuation
of Allah's heavenly love. It will be like a snowball that is increasing as it is moving. And it is increasing in the heart of that wali, more and more, when he is hearing this yearning and mourning. So it is like a snowball becomes on the of the heart of the wali. He is keeping hearing, because he is standing at this threshold, mutahayyiran, not confused,
dumbfounded.
Dumbfounded. Dumbfounded.
At all is better.
At all. Yeah, at all. He is at all. Stunned. Not confused. Stunned. At all, dumbfounded. In this al-mashahid. In these visions and or these sceneries that it is coming in front of him, mas'ukan min hadhihi at-tajalliyat, struck, thunderstruck by these manifestations that it is appearing to him, mundahishan, stunned from these knowledges, min hadhihi al-ma'arif. At that time, what happened to him? When he is so much yearning and at all and dumbfounded, is like someone who give him a numbing injection, anesthesia, he goes into complete raibuba, coma. He goes in the coma of the heavenly love. Absolute coma on heavenly love, and he goes in coma of everything other than Allah. Means the whole universe for him is not anything anymore. It is for him, he is in coma. As they say, this person is in coma, means he cannot see, he cannot hear, he cannot take pleasure, no desire, nothing. Dunya gone. they say, oh, he's going to stay like that until he dies. Unless there are rare cases that someone in coma after 10 years, 15 years comes back. Is that? Mm-hmm. Awliya Allah, they come back from that coma. From that, when they are completely in that ghaibuba, in that very strong coma, in Allah's love, they keep that in their seclusion. They are like that until permission comes. Now it's okay. That's why you see them in Rabita, they are gone. They are not there anymore because they are in Rabita, which under it Muraqabah, and then three different elements under Muraqabah. What we said, Tafakkur, Ta'ammul, Tafakkur, Tabassur. So they are finished. They are in that Ashkun al-Ashq al-Ilahi, like Rabi' al-Adawiyyah. She was in that Ashq. Yearning? Infatuation. Yeah, this different stations. But it opened to the murid, to who is, to the shiyukh in their seclusions. And then they send them back with complete support. So then they come in order to be around people, in order to be like spotlight, attracting these people in to this kind of ma'rifah. So everything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to that wali at that moment is everything is becoming in coma. He doesn't see anything other than that divinely presence. He is stunned at all, dumbfounded, finished, goosebumps. How many times I saw Grand Sheikh and Maulana Sheikh, sometimes I come suddenly to their presence, open the door, they're sitting on it. For hours. You come back and you see the light coming from Grand Sheikh, Sheikh Abdullah, Christ, Bahastai, and Maulana Sheikh, Nazim, and not even longer. So, Awliyaullah are like that. But they sent them back because they are in people are in need for them, murids are in need for them. This is the hal al-shaykh or hal al-hal that he that person in seclusion can reach. Hal state, that is the state that happens to those who are really being ordered in seclusion and they are well able to do it in its perfect way. And that's why all listener, all you that you are listening to this, understand what are these al-rasamat wal-kalimat. Listen to these drawings and these words. Because words, letters, is drawing. When you write a letter, it's a drawing, isn't it? As if you are drawing something. So rasamat means everything is designed, is a draw. So they invented, or the letters is a drawing. So if you understand what you are drawing, then you understand the words behind it, the secrets behind it, what you are writing. People, they write without knowing what they are writing, but in reality, every letter is a design, and every design has a meaning. You have to understand. Fafham ayyuhal abd.
Understand, servant.
Understand, O servant of Allah. Every letter has a meaning. Every number has a meaning, and that's why he said he will open to them every numbers, the numbers, and he opened to them the designs, as you said before. He will open for them different kind of rukum and nukush, numbers and engravings, and they may navigate through it. This is what has been sent and revealed at that night, 27 of the 26th of Rajab, Tuesday 26th of Rajab, Laylatul Isra'i wal Mi'raj, the night of Ascension. This part was being sent to my Sheikh, to my heart, and I was writing. And we stop here. Allah, he told you to continue. Now, Allah, he told you to continue.